From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for the pleasure of your company as we gather around the radio on this Thursday, and as we continue our study entitled, Do Not Forsake the Church. Do not forsake the church. Our key text is Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, where it says, Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Let me ask you a question right now as we begin the program for today. Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Have you, at one particular point in time in your life, recognized that you were a sinner because the Bible says that all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God? And that the wages of sin is death? Have you ever recognized that? Well, it's important that you do, because that's what the Bible teaches us in Romans chapter 3 and verse 23, and also in Romans chapter 6, 23. But Romans chapter 6, 23 also goes on to say, But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. If you've never yet trusted Christ as Savior, if you are not yet a born-again child of God, then I would encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord Jesus and ask Him to save you, and do it today. And if you make that decision to trust Christ as Savior, contact us here at the Way of Truth Ministries, and we will send you some information that will help you to get started right in your Christian life. But if you are a Christian, are you involved in a local church? Are you a member of a good, solid, Bible-believing church? Somebody might ask the question, what is a good, solid, Bible-believing church? Well, it's one that that preaches the whole counsel of God. It's one that practices biblical truth. It's one that promotes evangelism. It's one that proclaims missions. It's one that truly is true to the whole counsel of God. And if you're not attending a church like that, even though you are a Christian, you might want to look around for another church that is a good, solid, Bible-believing local church in your community. But we are living in a day and age when so many people are forsaking the church. And that's why we are studying this subject this week. So far in our study, we have noted that church attendance is a component. In fact, it's a very significant component of the Christian life. We studied that church attendance is a command because the Bible says, Do not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. We noted yesterday that church attendance is a concern. For Hebrews 10:25 says, Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Some, even back 30, 35 years after the church was established, had forsaken the church. And there are scores of Christians today that have forsaken the church. I want to remind you that godly Christians will be church-going Christians. As I said the other day, I've had people say to me many times over again, going to church does not make me a Christian. That's true. What makes you a Christian is by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior. But if you're saved, you'll want to go to church. Did you hear that? If you truly are saved and you are obeying the Word of God, you will want to go to church. And as I've been emphasizing, Jesus Christ is building His church. Jesus Christ died for the church. The church is the body of Christ. And because of what the church is, and because of the fact that Jesus Christ went to the cross for the church, you and I who are saved ought to be willing to be involved in the local church. Today, I want us to focus on the fact that church attendance is a cause. Is a cause. Yes, we've noted it's a component, a command, a concern, but it is also a cause. Again, if you have your Bible open there to Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, notice what it says. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. And then it says, but exhorting one another. Exhorting one another is the cause that we're talking about in this series this week and what I'm emphasizing today. Now, the ultimate cause is obedience to God. Certainly, the cause of going to church is to worship the Lord with others of like precious faith. But as it relates to this passage before us, the cause of attending the local church is that we might exhort one another. Now, that word exhort is a very, very interesting word. It means to encourage, or to comfort, or to warn, or to strengthen others. And you see, that's very important in the Christian life. We are to get together to encourage one another, to comfort one another, to warn one another, and to strengthen one another. And if we are not involved with the local church, number one, we are missing out on the encouragement from others. But we are also missing out on encouraging others ourselves. You know, at the church I pastor, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona, Pennsylvania, for many, many years, we've been using television and radio. And I thank the Lord for those ministries. Of course, today we use all the social media ministries as well to get out the gospel. And I thank God that we can do that. And I thank the Lord for those who watch our services on TV or listen to us on the radio. Interestingly enough, in the area in which we live, there are a lot of Catholics. And I might add that there are also a lot of very liberal churches. And it's interesting to note that a lot of the people that we hear from go to those Catholic churches or those liberal churches. And so because of our radio and television ministry, we are able to reach out to them, and we've seen souls saved and we see people growing in Christ. But they should not be forsaking the church. And down through the years, I've had people say to me, I'm so glad, Pastor Gary, that we can watch your church services on TV, but it's not like being there. Well, and that's true. It's not like being there, because when we are at the church, and I'm talking about regular church attendance, Sunday school, morning service, evening service, whatever the case may be, when we are regular attenders of a good, solid, Bible-believing local church, we can exhort one another in the things of the Lord, which we cannot do if we are not at church, or even if we are just watching it on television or the computer or listening to it on the radio. Thank God for those media ministries. But you can sit there and look at the TV service if you want, or listen to it on radio, and you'll still not be encouraging others, as Hebrews 10 and verse 25 says, when it says, but exhorting one another. You say, why is it that we need to exhort one another? Well, number one, to aid each other in spiritual growth. Number two, to aid each other in mutual edification. And then number three, to aid each other in divine worship. You know, if there's ever a time when we need to encourage each other in spiritual growth and edification and in worship, it is today. You look in the world around you. We truly are living in perilous times, are we not? Indeed. People are turning away from God. All sorts of sinful activities are growing. And I'll tell you what, the world around us is wicked. And day by day, we get up in the morning, we go to work, we go to school, we go about our regular activities, whatever the case may be. And even by virtue of the fact that we are out there in the world, as Jesus said, we are in the world, but not of it. But still, because of the fact that the world is around us, filled up with the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, and the pride of life, we need each other. And coming into church on a Sunday or a Wednesday or whenever the doors are open is just like, at least from my personal testimony, is just like finding an oasis in the desert. Oh, we need each other. Sure, you can get together for a Bible study with somebody that you want to study the scriptures with. That's good. It's great. Or you can get together with your small group. That's good. That's great. But don't attend the church, or don't neglect the church, excuse me. Don't neglect the church. Make sure that you do attend the church, because you know something? You need others, and others need you. You need other Christians to encourage you, and you need to encourage other Christians. I try to do what I can to keep up on the persecuted church around the world. And it's quite interesting that in many countries of the world where you are unable to really proclaim the Word of God out in the open, Christians meet in underground churches. They will walk a long way to meet in a church that is secluded, where the government does not see them meeting, just because they want to get together. And yet, here in the United States and other nations of the world, where you can go to church in the open, many Christians forsake it. Oh, I trust that you're not forsaking the church, beloved. Church attendance is a cause to exhort one another and to encourage others in the growth of the Lord. And I trust that church attendance, church involvement, is a regular activity in your life. I want to thank you for joining me today. The Lord willing, tomorrow we'll conclude our series on not forsaking the church. I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.